Blog Talk Radio.
Young Chop on the beat.
On light, on light. Jimmy baby, Jimmy baby. On light, on light. Sauce baby, sauce baby, sauce baby. Now you rock, baby. Now you rock. Fake niggas, yeah. A fart nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak designs, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like life, don't like life. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like life, yeah. Don't like life, nah. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A pop bitch, that's that shit I don't like. Nah, I got a bad bitch, yeah, that bitch right. Yeah, we smoke dope all day, all night. You smoke Reggie, that's that shit I don't like. Nah, we got a fucking Audi, that bitch all right. Skirt, pull up, skirt, yo bitch, bet she going right. Fight, sister, bitch, yeah, I didn't go ice. Pistol toting and I'm shooting on sight. A snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Nah, yo bitch won't do the team, bet she won't night. Nah, bitch, we DBE, fuck who don't DBE like. And we ain't go night, our guns go fight. A fart nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak designs, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like life. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like life. Don't like life. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Fake truths, that's that shit I don't like. Fake shoes, that's that shit I don't like. Fake niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Stalking ass bitch, shit that I don't like. I done got indicted selling no white. But I will never snitch none in my life. Nah, I keep this shit 300, bitch, I'm gon' right. Well, my niggas, when it's time to start taking life. Playing both sides, shit that I don't like. More time, spark, broad day, all night. Playing both sides, shit that I don't like. More time, spark, broad day, all night. A fart nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak designs, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like life, don't like life. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like life, don't like life. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. I'm killing these niggas shit that they don't like. In it all night. She gone. Fredo in the cut. That's a scary sight. Man down. You not with the six. You can die tonight. I only want the top. I ain't trying to fight. Stop. The nuggets with the six. They be throwing fight. Bang. Floating off a flat. I might take flight. Yeah. 300 bitch. We hot. We done took flight. Taking shit down. We ain't like the fight. That. Thirsty ass bitches. That we don't like. OTF, DBE, yo bitch like. A fart nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak designs, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like life. Don't like life. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like life. Like, a bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like life, don't like life. A snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Life, don't like life, don't like life. A bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
By that's don't like.
on Deep Dark and Dirty. Good evening, everybody. You know, it's almost time for the weekend. You know, most people, you're about to go out and chill at the mall, see some friends, see some tourist attractions, maybe hit some nice restaurants, but most of all, you know, everybody want to see a good movie. It's a nice topic, movie night, theater or pass. You decide. Call in at, let's see, 657-383-0967, the person number one, if you want to tell us what's one of your favorite movies of the summertime or that's coming up, or any movie that you think like it's just some total garbage and you thought it was going to be the bomb. Let us know what you think on the air, or you can join us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Know Your Enemy, KNOWURENNY. For all y'all new to Blog Talk Radio, welcome to the show. All you have to do if you want to get in on this topic is make a Blog Talk page. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com. You know, it takes 30 seconds. Just give them a little bit of information, make up a screen name, and then bam, you'll be in there. And if you want to follow us, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Know Your Enemy, KNOWURENNY, and click follow on the homepage. You'll get reminders. You can pick whether you want it the day before or hour before the show. Or, you know, you'll see it in your emails. Or you can just have us post it on our page, and then that way, if you're on the Facebook, then, you know, we can give you the information, the way to go. Because sometimes I know people, they don't always have enough room because they be having a lot of spam, junk mail, and all that other crazy stuff. And they sometimes be having to pay bills or take care of school. So, you know, you can join the fan page, and that way we can send you reminders, and then you can just click it, then you can pass it on to your friends, and everybody can join in. Like, you've never seen this show before, we do interviews on this show. We do topics like we're doing tonight, and we do music, and sometimes we just cut up and have fun, and sometimes we even do stuff like mad as heck, you know, get it off your chest, and sometimes we even do some award surprises, stuff like that. But anyway, like I said, once again, this is Know Your Enemy, and like I said, with this topic, the reason why I picked it, because recently, I was like, I hadn't been to the movies in a long time, and I know I boosted everybody up from what I've seen in the previews. I was like, well, dang. This person seemed like they was thorough and they picked an idea that I wanted to see how it was going to turn out. It was like it was a good movie, but it wasn't the awe of how they made it seem like in the previews. You know how you see a movie and you be like, you see the trailer, be like, dang, I can't wait to see that. Or you think, like, this is going to be the epic movie, like everybody was like Superman versus Batman. You're like, oh, man, this is going to be something everybody going to want to see. I'm going to get this on Blu-ray, DVD. And then once you see you, it's like, dang. Mostly all the action was in the previews. Or you could have just waited till you got it, like, on Netflix or Hulu, or, you know, maybe just on the regular TV, you know, wait a few months and then, hey, it'd been out. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. Like I said, movie night, see it or pass, you decide. Tomorrow night we're going to have some real crazy type stuff going on because I see a lot of people always complaining on their Facebook. So if all y'all want to get something off your chest, maybe you have some haters, maybe you have some stalkers, maybe you have some people that they still think they're with you and you're not with them no more. Or maybe you just have that boss that gets on your everlasting nerves. So before you end the week and go out and have some fun, maybe you want to get that off your chest. We're going to do that Friday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Like I said, it's called, yeah, that's what I don't like. And you're going to give us what you don't like. And we're going to go from there. Then on Saturday night, we're going to do the topic of audience. It's your decision. What do you want to do? So if you have an idea, whether it's a story, a topic, it's comedy, or maybe you know somebody that wants to be put on the show, that's what Saturday night's going to be for. So all you have to do is hit me up at my email, disbeme97@yahoo.com, or hit me up on my Facebook page, keyami.naji, keyame.naji. And for those that want to be interviewed on the show, it's really easy. All you have to do is give me your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, your contact information, your picture. Why do I need that? So I can build your flyer, ask the right questions, promote you professionally and correctly, and most of all, try to help you get paid and help you get followers. And speaking of getting paid, there's a one-time fee of $25 to the PayPal account because sometimes people will be slacking when it's free or they'll do things at the last minute or they'll just duck out of the blue. So, you know, if you do a job, you deserve to get paid for it. And if you was to make it into the big leagues, you can't just say, oh, I didn't show up. I mean, think about it. You have a group that's supposed to be singing, or you're supposed to be playing a football game, or you have a contract for doing a catering service. Yeah, you just can't do no stuff like that, so we like to keep it professional. But now, without further ado, let's get into tonight. Like I said, we're going to be doing Movie Night Sid, or If You Decide. All right, before we start it up, we're going to do another musical interlude. Coming up now, we have MC Hammer by Rick Ross on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. Put out like that, so it's like, hey, just go with whatever comes first. So first up on my list is Don't Breathe, and I heard it's about a blind guy, and some people was coming in trying to do something, guess he knew something or whatever like that, and basically, if you breathe, he could find out where you at, and he could defend himself. So I thought that was an interesting concept. For anybody that's seen that, I would like to know what your thoughts are on that. But the one that I did see is the next one, when the bow breaks. And when the bow breaks, like I told people, it wasn't a bad movie. But it was just like three things I noticed about the movie that made me think like, yo, I wasn't really totally feeling it. It's not that it was bad. Like I said, it has a good storyline. It's consistent all the way through. But it was like you're just watching the movie as opposed to being into the movie. You know, like how some people, when you see them in certain movies, you're like, yeah, you can tell this is acting. And the other times you see the movie, it's like, yo, what's going to happen next? And you got to be at the edge of your seat and see how good it is. So it's like the action was good. The storyline was good. But I just felt like there could be more drawn out with the characters. Like the one guy, he ended up liking her. They never really show like no connection or her trying to manipulate him to like use him throughout the job. And then it's like the mother, she was always so consistent and wanted to be there for the baby and check up on everything. And it's like, all the stuff that the girl did behind her back and all the stuff that she could have caught her on, and then even down to the part of, like, when they found out that she was doing grimy stuff, like, the wife never really got to do nothing until, like, the very end of the movie. That was another thing that didn't get for me. And then the other thing, I think this is where I really messed up, since the whole concept was supposed to be, like, this surrogate mother thing and the girl being twisted and crazy, I figured it was going to be more like The Hand That Rocks the Cradle and A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. So I thought the crazy part was going to be like she was going to be more like Lynn Whitfield and like they're going to give you a chase for your money. It is like basically you take the person out, you move to the next scene. And then, like I said, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, it was like totally suspenseful. You had to track it down to the very end, and it was the chemistry of the two people going at each other. Just like even with the movie Obsessed, even Beyonce had more of a part than this woman had that was supposed to be the wife, or I guess the person that was supposed to be trying to make the baby. You know, he said he truly loved his wife, and, you know, he did all the right things. But it's like, when did a wife really play a part? It's just basically she's always busy, but also she's trying to make these checkups, and the girl rigged one of her schedules. But other than that, it's like the mother doesn't really get a chance to interact till like the very end. So I'm like, you know, to me, I figured like if somebody was doing like more like a script, like how Law and Order is, or like Criminal Minds, or maybe like Scandal, or maybe like Wicked Games, I feel like you have to have a really strong writer when you're doing a script like this. But I feel the writer, they had the right direction, they had a good concept. But I think they should just build it more on some of the characters, and then it could have brought it more to life. It was just basically the whole time just more Chestnut and the Crazy Girl, and that's it. So that's my take on When the Bow Breaks. Superman versus Batman, of course, like we always said before, it was supposed to be that epic movie, the movie that everybody's been waiting for. Matter of fact, I think all the way back from the time of the movie John Wick came out, they was promoting ever since then to almost like a year and maybe like 4 months later. And they even said at one point people was picturing coming out around the Super Bowl time. And that means it would have been like the truly epic movie. So when I thought of Superman versus Batman, I was thinking like how everybody sits out in tents waiting for the Star Wars movie. I was thinking of this like being like as epic as Scarface. But it was like it had great action. It had a good storyline. But once again, it was one of those movies like you could see it in the theater. You might even get it on DVD. But it's not living up to the credibility of the true power of Superman. For one, you're not going to shoot Superman with no kryptonite and get to do it for a second time. This guy got knocked out with kryptonite 3 times in a row. I was like, let's be serious. And then Batman had mental breakdowns, like we talked about before. And it was like, I don't care what he's gone through. He usually has girlfriend problems, but he never has mental problems to the point like he becomes the actual villain of the story, pretending to be the hero. And then another thing, I was like, I recognized this today when I was watching the movie. I was like, basically, they just bitched Superman. It's like, that's what they should call it. Batman bitched Superman, and he dies at the end. You finally bring all three of them together, especially just brought Wonder Woman in for the first time. And they actually going to have another movie showing all the superheroes that they had in the video, but also they're going to bring in finally Wonder Woman to finally have her first movie in the theaters after all this time. And it's like, yo, I hope these rest of these movies live up to the concepts of what the comics always do, and people just stop deterring unless you're really going to do as good as The Dark Knight Rises and The Dark Knight. That was the best writer, I think, for doing comics next to the people that did X-Men. Some of these other people, it's just like, man, they just try to get credit for the fact that they know everybody's going to watch a comic movie, and automatically it's like, yeah, let's go to the theaters. It's like, nah, it really wasn't that good. But now for one that was very good, and this one was awesome. It actually had me laughing, had me tripping. It was crazy. It had all the right action. Everybody lived up to what their potential was. It's Captain America Civil War. If you just watch just even the one clip on YouTube, it will have you dying laughing. I mean, they was fighting their butt off, like, to no end. He was like, well, the people are supposed to be up here superheroes and fighting each other. It's like you would even expect some stuff like this was happening, but it was truly comical. It was a fun fight. It's something that everybody should see. Definitely check out Captain America Civil War. Suicide Squad, another one. Excellent movie. I don't know who came up with that concept, but that, Jones, was crucial. I have never pictured the villains being so bad but so good at the same time, especially if you see the girl with the bat. Oh, my gosh. She was just, like, invincible, sassy, witty, the girl that you always want to have next door to you, but you got to watch out for because she just might lay it on you for real, and you'll see why. I'm not talking sexual. I'm talking about she will knock you the hell out. Then the next one up for yay or nay, Sully. All y'all out there, I really want to ask y'all this. You know, I know it's going to be like the documentary type movie, I know this is going to be one of the things, like you say, yes, it's going to be something that's going to be emotional and make you think. But I want to know, for everybody that's ever caught a plane, and I've done this, how do you catch a plane and then watch Sully? I mean, really. Can you picture you about to take off, and I'm telling you, before you take off in a plane, they tell you everything that's about to happen to you. That's what makes it so scary. How could you catch a plane? They tell you you might fall out of the sky. They tell you you might have to put a mask on. They tell you there's 6 places to get out of the plane. And they tell you, after they tell you everything that might possibly happen on the plane, that, yeah, if you want to leave now, you can do it before we take off, or we're about to go up in the air. Now, let me just tell you this. When I was flying with Delta, when you fly on a plane for the first time, do not do Delta. It is safe, but the way they take off, it's like you're going straight up in a rocket ship. For like about 5 to 10 minutes, you just feel like your back is hitting the back of the seat. You just keep going back, 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 back. But once you get fully up in the air and they hit 30 to 40,000 feet, it's totally peaceful. So for a first time, you might not want to do that one. Another thing for a first time, if you're going to someplace, don't start off with Chicago neither. And they say it's the Windy City, the Rainy City. When me and my mother was flying over there, it was like it was bouncing. You felt the turbulence. You felt the wind flapping. And then when the landing came, it's like you felt like you was in a hoopty. Now, you picture a big old airplane, a whole lot of water and a whole lot of wind pushing against the jumps. You already feel the winds flapping against the wings. But then picture you bouncing up and down. It feels like that thing's about to slide across the jumps. So like the wheel feels like it's about to collapse. And it's like, yeah, we're on an airplane. We're not trying to go down. We're trying to land safely. Understand? It's the difference between landing and when it feels like you're about to do your prayers. You know, everybody's about to start speaking in tongues. But like I said, how would you feel like if you was on the airplane? You know, they try to give you like a G movie, a PG movie, a nice calm movie, and then they put on something like Sully. Would you really want to picture watching Sully and you flying over water, or you just went 30,000 feet in the air, or you thought the landing was going to be great, and then next minute it's looking like, oh, we're going a little bit too low? The only thing I want to say about it, though, when you said everybody survived and y'all got all out of water, I must commend that person. That had to take a lot of heart for the captain to know the right thing to do. That took a lot of skill. That took a lot of bravery, because, you know, a lot of people could have been blaming you, going crazy. They could have been looking like we're about to die, and you really checking on every last person, caring about their safety. So for whatever airline that was and for that captain that did that, I applaud them greatly. All right, now we're looking at movies that are still in the theater and what's going on with them. Let's see, The Magnificent Seven. To me, that seemed like it's going to be another one, The Angry Eight. So, I mean, it seemed like it's going to be a good movie, but it seemed like it's going to be a repeat. So we'll see how that turns out. Then we just talked about Sully. I think, like I said, once again, that's something I could see probably watching on TV, and I think it's honorable to watch it in the theater, but I'm just like, I don't know how far they're going to go. If it maybe it's just breaking down like what the captain went through and how he dealt with everything afterwards, and then I see the court case. So, I mean, if y'all like that, cool. Blair Witch, I'm sorry. I can't do Blair Witch. I don't care what nobody say. I could watch The Exorcist. I could watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I could watch Pet Sematary. I can even watch It. But Blair Witch, you talking about some kids walking through a wood, having a runny nose, still to the back of the shack, and then the title comes up, Blair Witch? Mm-mm. Hell no. The first one they talking about was going to be the scariest movie ever, and that you're going to be on the edgiest seat, and they made like $1 million or whatever. I'm sorry. It's just like when I went to see The Ring. The best part of The Ring was when the horse jumped off the boat chasing the woman. Now, here's my thing. And I don't want to knock nobody on this. Who's going to be playing with a horse on a boat to begin with for whatever that jumps was? The woman was looking at the horse. The thing has a ring come up in his eye. And then somehow she runs to the end of the boat. Now, everybody else is starting to get out the way. They're trying to run. They're trying to figure out what's going on with this horse. How are you going to run right into its direction, stand there and wait, and then when the horse is about to hit you, you duck down and the jumps tripped off the boat? I know me and my friend Shahana, when we was watching that movie, we died laughing. I was like, can you picture this for like a whole hour? It's one of them dry, boring movies. It's like you're trying to keep your eyes awake like you're watching 50 Shades of Grey. And then all of a sudden, you get to that one funny part, you're like, oh, shoot. I think I rewinded that jumps back like 5 times. when I seen that horse trip off the boat. I was like, it didn't just fall off the boat. It caught the jump, flipped, and then the horse was like, So it's like, if you heard the sound effect and how it got effed up, you're like, yo, how you going to jump, flip, and trip off the boat all at the same time? So, yeah, unless the Blair Witch had some comedy like that, I can't see sitting in the theater. I'm not watching no movie in the theater that's like NyQuil. I'm just sorry. Now, let's see, Bridget Jones, Baby. I say probably that's good for the ladies. So, for y'all females out there, if you want to check that out, go ahead. I don't see the brothers checking it out, but, hey, that's what's up. Snowden, I think that's going to be very good because, you know, it makes me think about 9/11 and all the things that went down. So, it's like an intense impact movie. I'm definitely going to check that one out. Don't Breathe, I heard that was actually good, and that's the one I was just telling y'all about earlier. So for all those that have seen it, maybe you want to leave a comment on the page, and maybe we might do a movie review like next week, and then we'll bring it back and let y'all know like exactly what happened and, you know, what was the best parts and stuff like that. Well, everybody, this was a fun movie night. So if you have anything on your list that you think was really good or things that you want to see, or you have any movies that are coming up that you feel that you might have watched on video and you think we should review it before we actually go out there and pay our money for it, all you have to do is hit me up at my email, DISBEME97@yahoo.com, and let me know what you want me to do with that. Or you can hit me up on my Facebook page and join it, of course, so that way I can know exactly who I'm talking to, KEYAME.NIJI. Once again, we're going to have tomorrow night Things That I Don't Like. We're talking about anything from what happened this week, dealing with any relationships, people following your page, or just people that just get on your last nerve. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Once again, join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWURENNY. And now we're going to close out tonight with Romantic by Karen White.